I don't really know what to preach, and so I guess I'll just preach to y'all a little bit while I preached over at the nursing home. I was over in Acts 12 today preaching on Peter. I ain't going to read you all I read, but I'm going to read you a few verses from there. Let's start at verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prisons. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did, and he said unto him, Cast thy garment and thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second word, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed and from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of the Herod and from the expectation of the people of the Jews. Let's pray. Our gracious Father God, we come to that name that is above every name. Lord God, we thank you for an opportunity, God, to be able to back at your Holy Ghost. Lord God, I thank you, God, for the honor, God, and the opportunity, God, for letting me preach. Lord God, I'm so unworthy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want to deal with trials in the few minutes that I have. Whenever I was over at the nursing home today, I preached on Peter and how Peter, through his struggles, he had a church that was praying for him. We are in one accord. We are the church. We are one body. As I believe Joe Parsons said, he said the church is a body. And they'll all say amen at the same time. And I'm trying to say to y'all is that the church, it will be there for each other. And we should be there for each other. We're in one accord. We're all in this thing together. We're all into this. And Peter, something I noticed that he did. If you read over in Peter's book, he said, casting all your cares upon him. Peter, whenever he was in that prison, he wasn't worrying, he wasn't screaming, he wasn't shouting, God help me. He was sleeping. And something I noticed that he didn't worry about what was going on. He slept the whole entire time until the angel came to his rescue. He slept. And something I read in the Gospels one time where Jesus slept also in the midst of a storm. You know what he was doing? He was saying this, if Jesus can do it, I can do it too. And any trial you're going through right now, it'd be a whole lot better for you to do what Jesus did than what you're trying to do your own self. I know Stephen, he said this one time. He said, it's been the worst year of my life. And we already know Stephen's situation. But he said, it's been the most fruitful year of my life. Y'all think that the worst time of our life is probably the best time we've ever had with the Lord? Like it says over in Romans 5, it says that, I don't really know it, but it builds character. To conform you into his son, that's what trials do for you. And something I noticed after Peter was rescued by the angel that was sent from God, he says surety that this was the Lord. Whenever you come out of trial, it's not of your own being. God did it. God sent that car if you needed a car. God sent that bag of groceries if you had no food. God sent that money if you had no money. God sent it. But something I also noticed that he didn't keep it to himself about what the Lord did for him. He testified for the fact of it. He went to Mary's house and knocked on the door. And I believe the lady's name was Rhoda. And she didn't answer the door because she thought it was not Peter. And Peter told of how the Lord had got him out of prison. And I don't believe Peter just walked up to the door and just walked up and said, hey, let me tell y'all what. I think he was saying, let me tell you what the Lord did for me. He got me through this, and he gets you through it too. Peter is probably the only one of the disciples who knows what it's like to cast his cares upon the Lord. Whenever he holds the record for the one who walking on water. And the only time he ever lost faith in the Lord was whenever he was walking on the water. He cast all his cares. He didn't care about the storm. He didn't care about what other people thought. He let it go put his eyes off of Jesus, and then he sank through until Jesus picked him back up. So trials are for our good. You know what would help you in your trial would be letting Jesus take the wheel and not letting you control the trial. Because something I noticed that we all do in trials, we try our strategies, we try our tactics, and then we wait for God as a spare tire whenever we think we need him. We say, God, let me do everything I know to do, and then because my ways are better, and then I'll come to you and ask for your help whenever we should really go to him whenever we get in the trial to begin with. I'm done.